light through you.
Good morning, Posters, and happy Monday. Welcome to 2024. How did you bring the new year in? I know you're wondering why I'm just asking this question, but we brought it in with Ryan Seacrest, of course. We had an early dinner and enjoyed some mixed drinks. I call it the old people's party because we fell asleep and woke up about an hour before the countdown. Anywho, we made it. Speaking of making it, it's the month of February, the month of love, Black history, and many more things. Woot, woot! We all need to drink to that. The longest month of the year is over, and we're almost in the middle of this one. I must share, almost every day in January, I have been preoccupied with something. It was either a meeting or an event or something else. Yet, it still didn't help that month go by any faster. As a matter of record, it seemed to prolong the month. Okay. I'm not going to drag on about that, but January, really? Yeah. I know you're wondering what our goals are for this year. Well, this list is so long, I really don't know where to start. yes, well, first on the list, we got to go get through this week. Drink that bottle of wine I've been daring to drink and prepare for the next coming show in June. Plus a few other things I can't disclose right now. All these things can be done within a year. Which reminds me, drum roll please. If you haven't guessed it already, our topic for today is goals for 2024. Yep, that's it. I know. You're saying January is over and we're well into February. And you're right, we are. And you should be on your A game. But I'm sure many of you have fallen off the track. To be quite transparent, this is one of the reasons you haven't heard from me until now. Not that I've fallen off track, but every year I start the year off with the fast. And again, this year I decided to fast from no meats, but I could have fish. I avoided sweets, breads, and most dairy. When I say I was having a Martian moment the first week and some headaches, that was an understatement. Then after I prayed, focused, and had a few come to Jesus meetings, I was able to get through it. It's funny when you let go of something, it's hard to turn back. So that fast ended the end of January, January 29th to be exact. I'm still meat-free. Back on my pescatarian diet, which is basically eat fish and vegetables. However, it's still been a challenge. I've had a couple of sweets here and there, but not too many, trying to maintain. And yep, that day, that V-Day is coming up, Valentine's Day. Why that backstory? Well, in order to accomplish stuff, in order to do anything effectively, you have to be consistent for 21 days. After that magic number, it basically comes a routine. I know I probably said this before, years past, but I say this now because many people fall off, usually that first week, maybe the second week of January, and they feel like this can't be done. All you need to do is just pick back up where you left off. While I was fasting, every day wasn't a good day. If I messed up, I just did better the next day until I got it right. That's the same way you have to look at life and setting goals. I know our society has all been on setting resolutions, but goals are more realistic and attainable. You need to have short-term and long-term goals to accomplish anything. Short-term goals, can be done in a few months, opposed to long-term goals, maybe a year or longer. While all this chatter about goals, well, to be successful, of course, going forward into this new year, I want you to join me in my journey. And the goal for 53 is a new 35 is empowering women. They can do anything. There's no age limit on achievements or success, but that their goals can be achieved through dedication and hard work. I know many times our society sets standards, but they look at things by this age, you should accomplish this, have a family, have a house, have this and that. But there's no age limit or set time of accomplishing anything. And we need to get out that mindset. So please join me and stay with me through this journey. And we can all accomplish great success in this coming year. And as always, have a wonderful week. Happy Valentine's Day. And thanks for listening.